Oh, things are going great. Things have been going really well. Our staff's obviously doing a great job. Just very happy to be able to walk. I mean, when you're not able to walk for 2 months, you really kind of understand how much you take it for granted on a day-to-day basis. So I'm just very happy to be able to get up and get my own food out of the fridge.
Did what you went through last year, does that make it easier this year or harder?
I think one of the biggest things that's a little bit easier about this year is, you know, with the back injury, nobody can see it. Like, you know, you're walking around, you look normal, everything seems normal. When you're on crutches, and people can understand a broken leg a lot easier than they can understand a broken back. So for me, it's a little bit, you know, I don't feel like last year I felt so guilty because I could walk, I could move, but I couldn't play. This year, I mean, my leg's broke. What am I going to do, you know? So for me, it's easier mentally, but I'm really excited. I can't wait to continue to work and get back to play next year.
JJ, what are some of the activities you started doing? I think we saw in the video you leg pressing now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm real light. I wouldn't call it any heavy pressing by any means, but, I mean, riding the bike, walking, I mean, strengthening my legs now. I mean, it's a long process. It's a very, very long process, but every day that I get to do something new is an exciting day, and it's just one day at a time. That's all it is.
I think what I meant when I asked you if it was easier to deal and having to be away and going through all that stuff, since you've done that, was that – that may, or is it making? Yes, that's what I meant.
It sucks. It sucks. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I want to be out there with the guys. I hate not being out on the field. I hate not being at practice. But I also understand that it's just part of the game. And all I can do is do everything that I can in the rehab room to get ready for next year and try and, you know, I think the biggest difference between last year and this year for me is I'm not letting myself go into that kind of, like, you know, depressed, injured reserve mode. Like, I'm still going to be optimistic. I'm still going to have fun. I'm still going to try and enjoy myself because there's no point. I mean, if you let yourself get down on yourself, then you're going to have a rough time. But I'm trying to have fun and be happy and just do the best I can to stay optimistic.
You've got a lot of guys in that rehab room, like Deshaun and Whitney and Christian, unfortunate on the injury side. But how much does that help you guys motivate each other?
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. We have a Pro Bowl roster in our IR room. It's not good, but I think it is one of those things where we look around at each other, and I mean, there's a lot of guys in there that know how to, you know, have fun, a lot of confident guys, and so if somebody's having a rough day, the other guys pick them up. You know, there's a lot of dancing going on. There's a lot of joy and happiness, and I think that there's a sense of what can happen. You know, once we all get on the field together, once we all have a chance to play at the same time, I think there's some really big things ahead, and we're all really excited about that possibility.
JJ, what have the doctors told you about your outlook for a full recovery to get back to where you were?
Yeah, I mean, this is an injury where there's no – once it's done, it's done. So there'll be no problem. Once I'm back, I'm healthy.
When do you expect to be back on the field?
I'll be back next season. I'm not going to make it for next week, I can tell you that.
JJ, what about the awards that you got this week? You're nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year and then the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year. Talk about that and everything that you did leading up to this point. Is it a surprise that you're nominated for these? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think one of the things for me with these awards is whether it's Sports Person of the Year or it's Walter Payton Man of the Year, I don't like that they're singular, because for me personally, I don't feel like I'm singularly deserving of any award. I think that there were so many people that went into these efforts. I think there are so many people deserving. I think that all of Houston is deserving of the awards. I think that all the people who donated are deserving. I think that, especially with Walter Payton Man of the Year, when you look at all the nominees and the guys from every team, I think it's so great that we have guys from all around the league who are so deserving to be nominated. And I think that the more we can highlight the good and the more that we can highlight all these people who are deserving, the better we're going
to
be.
What would it mean to you to win that Man of the Year award? When you look back at the roster of players that have won that thing, is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I think it would mean more for me to be able to share it with all the people who are deserving of it. I mean, all of Houston, I think that anything that I get to do, any honor that I get, any credit that I get deserves to go to the city of Houston, deserves to go to all the people who donated from all over the country and all over the world. I'm just the conduit who helped try and make it all happen.
Is there a latest on what's going on with the money you accumulated, the $37 million for Harvey, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's going great. I mean, obviously I laid out the distribution plan a few weeks back, but I've been out to visit. I'm going to continue to visit in the next few weeks, months, and years. And once I'm able to go out, I'm going to start helping on my own. But it's been awesome. I mean, to hear the stories, you literally can't fully understand and wrap your head around it until you go out and you meet the people and you see the stories and you see their homes and you see the excitement in their voices when they get to go back into their homes, and you see the sadness that they had during those times. And so for me, it's just been such a great experience to be able to learn from them and see where this money is going, and also try and share that with the people so they get an update.
Do you expect to be back on the field by OTAs?
I don't know the answer to that one. I'm just taking it one day at a time. That's all I can do.
Where'd you get that custom cane?
The internet. I mean, they told me I had to have a cane for a couple days, and so I said, well, I'm not just going to have, you know, an everyday cane. I got to get a cool one. And now I think I may have a cane for life because I like it. It's cool. I'm gonna think I may stick with it.
I see you're representing. Normally, we see you with the Astros hat on. Now you're wearing the Rockets hat, and they're doing pretty well.
Oh, Houston's treated me extremely well my whole life, my whole life here. Mm-hmm. So I always want to support the teams. I mean, obviously, these teams are doing incredible. It's a fun time to be in Houston. I mean, the Astros, everything that they did, the Rockets and what they're doing right now. The Dynamo had a great season, so we're very fortunate. And I like supporting the local teams. I mean, they're such great guys. Chris Paul, James Harden, those guys have been so good to me. And then obviously the Astros. So Houston's a great place to be. I'm very fortunate. Now that we have snow, it's an even better place to be.
How excited are you about the future where this team is right now? When you get back, Wick gets back, Deshaun gets back. What do you think about all that?
I think it's very exciting. You know, I think that everybody can see the possibilities, but I think it's up to us to make it a reality. You know, I think that possibilities and potential and future are all great, but it really comes down to executing it, making it happen, and we understand that. And, you know, that's something that we have to go out there and do.
Like sharing that honor with Altuve?
Oh, it's great. I mean, he's deserving. Jose and the Astros are so deserving, especially of an award called Sports Person of the Year. I mean, those guys and what they did, the ability to have sports lift up a city in such a difficult time, they deserve every award that's coming their way. They deserve everything because it truly was special. And, I mean, I was affected. I mean, just the smile that they brought to our faces and the smile that they brought to a whole city, you really can't replace that.